a day in reading through the Bible in a year, we come to Psalm 75. And I want to read verse 9 out of the King James translation. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. Treasury of David says about this psalm, it's a song of deliverance. It's a song of triumph that will come. The triumph wasn't there yet, but the psalmist was looking to the fact that that triumph will come. Therefore, it is called a psalm of faith. Because any time we look at God's answer as we're going through the problem, we are exercising faith. We are believing Him for an outcome. Verse 1 says, the people's song of gratitude and adoration begins the hymn. In other words, they're beginning by worshiping God and showing their adoration for Him. That's always a good thing to do, right? In good times or in bad times, but especially in bad times. Amen. The Lord reveals Himself in verses 2 through 5 as He is ruling the world in righteousness. He is ruling, and it's in righteousness. Amen. Verses 6 through 8, they're a warning voice from the church to her enemies. It's a closing song. It's a closing time in the psalm, and the warning comes before the closing, and it is hard. It talks about what's going to happen to the wicked, those who don't like the Lord. Amen. That's very somber. And those are the parts that we don't always want to look at, but we need to because it's reality. The closing of the song is an anticipation of the glory due God and the utter defeat of the foe. Matthew Henry says, God's people have their share in common calamities, but the dregs of the cup are for the wicked. The exaltation of the Son of David will be the subject of the saints' everlasting praises. Yes, yes. I love that. His exaltation, that's a subject of what we're praising about. Mm-hmm. Amen, right? He is victorious. Yes. Then let sinners submit to the King of Righteousness, and let believers rejoice in and obey Him. Yes. Mm-hmm. J. Vernon McGee concludes, there is a set time when the Lord is going to return. He states, Psalm 75 is a prayer of thanksgiving to God before that event ever takes place. What mode should we be in as we see Israel surrounded and we see war in the Middle East and the Mediterranean area is stirring up and seeming to get worse every day? When we see the United States, not that perfect country that we had, say, in the 50s, right? It's not my mom and dad's land anymore. Things don't go the way they did then. Every place we look in Japan, we see natural tragedies. I just can't get my mind off of those people in Japan. I keep praying for them over and over and over again. They wake up and they have nothing. Nothing. And they don't know where their closest ones are. They haven't even found them yet. Are they there? Are they dead? Are they swept out to sea? Things are going on all over the world. God seems to be wrapping things up. What is our duty in this time? Our duty is to praise Him, yes, to declare His righteousness, yes, to bring sinners to the Lord, and to praise Him again, over and over again. I think it's a great psalm, and I think this verse really gives us direction. So I'm going to ask the guys that have the pages to pass them out right now. And you're going to take a look at these. And I have this one verse from four translations. And I'm going to give you a minute to look at those. And I want you to decide on which translation of this verse you like best. Which one speaks to you. And I want you to put your finger on that verse. Okay? And when I look around and I see everybody's fingers on a specific verse, then we're going to do something together. So go ahead and read them through. And I'll be still for a minute.
You could welcome our guests, visitors. I forgot to take that.
Pastor Kev said, I can welcome our guests and visitors, and I do so. Welcome. In the name of the Lord, we're glad you're here with us this morning to enjoy worshiping Jesus with us.
Oh, wow,
Okay, not everyone has one yet. You can take these home with you and you can look at them this week, too. Okay, have you got your finger by one that you like the best? It's all the same verse, just from different translations. Okay. Now, we're going to have one person lead each of these, saying them out loud, okay? And when we come to the verse, the translation that you like best, you read right along with that reader. Pastor Kev's going to read from King James. I'll do the message. Alan Ueda is going to do the New Living. And Shannon Ueda is going to do NIV. Okay, so read along with the translation that you like best. We'll start out with Pastor Kevin, all those of you who have chosen King James.
But I will declare forever. Read it out loud with me if this is your favorite. Maybe that's nobody's favorite. But I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob.
Okay, and those of you who picked the Message translation, read along with me. And I'm telling the story. Oh, my gosh, am I the only one that likes
Got somebody behind you. Got somebody behind you.
Somebody, please. Yeah, yeah.
So, got someone behind you.
Hallelujah. That's my man. Right. And I'm telling the story of God eternal, singing the praises of Jacob's God. Okay, Alan? New Living? New Living.
But as for me, I will always proclaim what God has done. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob.
That is a good one, isn't it, huh? Amen, amen.
And you're more popular than
yes,
me.
Yes, very good. So far he's winning. Okay, NIV, Shannon.
As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob.
Amen. Okay, let's all do the one that won. All right, shall we say it? You lead us again, Alan.
But as for me, I will always proclaim what God has done. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob.
Amen. Take those home and read over them again this week. And no matter what circumstances you're in, this reminds you what your job is, and that is to praise God.
Amen. Amen.